Revolut wins conditional OCC bank charter in the U.S. Revolut has secured conditional approval from the U.S. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, for a national bank charter, according to a September 4, 2026 report shared by CoinBureau. The approval is a regulatory milestone for one of the world's largest fintech apps, and it changes the terms on which Revolut can offer deposits, cards, and lending inside the United States. A conditional charter is not the same as an open-for-business bank. The OCC grants the license on paper, then requires the applicant to satisfy specific operational, capital, and compliance conditions before the bank can take deposits. Revolut has cleared the hard part of the review. The remaining work is the build-out the regulator signed off on. The gap, the charter closes. Until now, Revolut has run its U.S. operations through partner banks rather than as a chartered institution itself. That model works, but it puts a middle layer between the app and the regulated banking rails. The partner holds the deposits, sets much of the compliance framework, and takes a cut. A national bank charter lets Revolut hold customer deposits directly, issue its own cards, and design products without renting another bank's license. For a company that reported more than 65 million customers globally, owning the charter rather than borrowing one is the difference between building on someone else's foundation and pouring your own. It also puts Revolut on the same regulatory footing as the incumbent banks it competes with in the United States market. The pattern regulators are setting Revolut is not the only firm getting this kind of nod. The OCC has been the venue for a string of charter decisions that pull fintech and crypto-native firms into the regulated banking perimeter rather than leaving them in a gray zone. A blockchain-focused applicant recently won initial U.S. approval to operate as a bank through the same office, and a group of large banks has moved to launch a joint dollar stablecoin rather than cede that ground. The common thread is direction of travel. Payment apps, stablecoin issuers, and crypto platforms increasingly want the deposit-taking license, and regulators increasingly appear willing to grant it under conditions. For consumers, that tends to mean the line between a fintech app and a bank keeps thinning. The crypto and card angle Revolut sits at the crossroads of banking, cards, and crypto. The app already lets users buy and hold digital assets alongside fiat balances, and its card is one of the more widely used consumer payment products in Europe. A U.S. bank charter gives Revolut more room to integrate those pieces: stablecoin balances, crypto held in the app, and spending through a card that draws on directly held deposits rather than a partner's balance sheet. That matters because deposit custody is where counterparty risk lives. When a fintech routes balances through a partner bank, users depend on that arrangement holding up. A direct charter, supervised by the OCC and typically paired with federal deposit protections, changes the risk profile of holding money inside the app. It does not remove risk, but it moves the oversight closer to the entity users actually deal with. For anyone comparing crypto cards in the U.S., the practical read is that a chartered Revolut could eventually ship U.S. card and account products with fewer of the workarounds that partner bank arrangements force. None of that arrives the day the charter is granted. The conditions come first. Reading the timeline realistically, the word doing the heavy lifting here is conditional. Chartering a national bank is a staged process, and the OCC's conditions can take months to satisfy before the institution opens for deposits. Revolut has cleared the substantive review, which is the outcome that was in doubt. The rollout that follows is execution against a plan the regulator already approved, not a fresh round of approval risk. The stablecoin and market structure debates moving through Washington add to the backdrop. As U.S. rules for digital assets get clearer, a Revolut that holds its own charter is better positioned to add regulated crypto and stablecoin features than one operating through a partner. That is the strategic value of the license beyond the deposits it enables.